Now, I believe that the young man about whom the scripture passage just read to you speaks, that is, Saul of Tarsus, would have sung the song we just sang with the same vigor with which we sang it. I think I got all the sayings and songs right in that sentence. Okay, but you're probably wondering which one I meant. Because he certainly could have sung that I saw the light thing, right? Mm-hmm. Because he saw a light that set him right down on his you-know-what. Mm-hmm. He saw the light. And he could have done that one about, whoa, whoa, the mighty rushing wind, okay? Because I suspect that when he heard the voice of Jesus speaking to him out of that light, it kind of sounded like a mighty rushing wind. But those are not the songs I meant. The one I think he could have sung with the same vigor with which we sing it is this one. Lay me down. I'm not my own. I belong to you alone. Now, I admit it's hard for us to think about Saul of Tarsus singing those words. But if you read the scripture closely, you'll come to the conclusion that I have reached. Even when he was still Saul of Tarsus, he meant those words. He believed that his life was laid down in service to Almighty God. He believed that he was doing exactly what God wanted him to do with his life. The young man Saul was sincerely devoted to God, but he seriously misunderstood what God was doing. Now, who was this young man, this Saul of Tarsus person? Well, you can learn most about him in Acts chapter 22, verse 3. There we're given his background. It says that he was born in the city of Tarsus. This means that Saul's family did not live in Israel. They were Jews, but they were diaspora Jews. That is, they were Jews who lived among the Roman Greek culture of their time. The city of Tarsus was actually a Roman city of trade and the seat of a great Roman university. But the same verse tells us that in an early age, Saul was sent to Jerusalem to be educated. This means that though he lived in a Greek culture, his education was Jewish, not Greek in nature, and it implies that his family, though they lived in the Greek world, were sincerely devoted Jews. The Bible tells us that he studied at the feet of Gamaliel. And Gamaliel was perhaps the greatest teacher or rabbi of the day. Gamaliel was a member of the Sanhedrin, Israel's high court. And the scripture tells us that Saul was present when Stephen, the first martyr of the church, was stoned, and that he, Saul, approved of the stoning. Acts chapter 8, verse 1. And today's text tells us that he was breathing out murderous threats against the disciples of Jesus, and that he had appealed to the high priest for permission to arrest Christians in Damascus and to return them to Jerusalem for trial. See, there is no doubt that this young man Saul was an honestly devout and devoted follower of God, but he was sincerely wrong about what God was doing. Lesson number one for today, Lois already preached it. All of us should seek to be totally devoted to God, as was Saul. It's what the scripture calls us to be. Totally devoted to God. Devoted to God above everything else. That's what we are called to be. Lesson number one. All of us should seek to be totally devoted to God. And lesson number two, it is possible to be totally devoted to God and to be sincerely wrong about what God is doing. The Bible says that Saul was on his way to Damascus to arrest Christians, to return them to Jerusalem for trial. And as he was approaching that city, God got Saul's attention. I like this part. Okay, be careful. See, there was this blinding flash of light which knocked Saul to the ground. Now, if I could say this the way I wanted to say it, okay, I would do it. But I know if I say it this way, I will be in trouble at lunch. See, what happened, what that light did, was knock Saul off of his ass onto his... I'm not saying it. He got knocked to the ground. And there was a voice which said to him, Saul, Saul, and I want to throw in here, you dummy, why do you persecute me? And as Saul did not recognize the voice, he asked, I think timidly, who are you, Lord? And the voice replied, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. And then the voice told Saul to go into the city of Damascus and to wait until he was told what he should do. We like that part. That waiting is really easy. Just sit and wait. But when Saul got up from the ground and opened his eyes, he could not see. He was totally blind. Now the men who were there with him were totally befuddled. They heard what was said to Saul, but they could not tell from where the voice had come. They led him into Damascus, and the scripture says that Saul remained there blinded for 3 days. Now, I want you to appreciate where Saul was. He sincerely believed that Jesus was a fraud. He believed sincerely that the disciples of Jesus should be forced to recant their faith and die because what they were telling the people was a dangerous lie. And he intended to see that Christianity was stamped out, and he intended to make it his ministry personally to stamp out Christianity. He was devout, and he was devoted, willing to lay down his life for what he thought God was calling him to do, but he did not know what God was doing. But God had plans for this man. So God knocked him down and took his sight to set him on the right track. Lesson number 3, God will not relent. If God is after you, he will pursue you. He may even set you down in a blinding flash of light, if need be, just to get your attention. God will not relent. Now it so happens that there was another devout and devoted man in the city of Damascus then. His name was Ananias. He was a devout and devoted follower of Jesus Christ. And God came to this devout, devoted follower, Ananias, and he said to him, Ananias, go to Judas' house on Straight Street. Try saying that one fast. Saul of Tarsus is there praying. Go lay your hands on him and restore his sight. And Ananias, a sincere man of God, said to God, are you crazy? I know about this guy. He wants to arrest Christians. Have you forgotten? I am a Christian. I'm not going anywhere near Saul of Tarsus. But don't forget lesson number 2. It is possible to be devoted to God and to be sincerely wrong about what God is doing. So God said to Ananias, do not argue with me. Ever heard that? Go. Do what I told you to do. For this man is my chosen instrument to take the gospel to the Gentiles. And I bet old Ananias was going, but he was a sincerely devout, devoted follower of God. So when God asked Ananias to take his own life in his hands and go to the man who was breathing murderous threats against Christians, in the back of his mind, Ananias began to sing, I lay me down, I'm not my own. I belong to you alone. But Ananias meant it. And in truth, Saul meant it. The question is, do you? The Bible says that when Ananias obeyed God, Saul, of all people, became a believer in Jesus Christ. And Saul was baptized, declaring to the world that he was a believer in Jesus Christ. And Saul of Tarsus became the Apostle Paul, God's messenger to the Gentile world. Remember lesson number 3. God will not relent. And in case you missed the point, He is after you.